Light. All things were made through Yahweh, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. John 1, verse 3 through 5. The struggle most find themselves in can be brought in its most elemental state to a struggle between light and darkness. Except there really is no struggle. The Christian church has hoodwinked its followers into believing they are impotent against darkness, that resisting darkness requires some kind of a flight with bluster, anger, or even rage to get it to pay attention when, in fact, just the presence of light causes darkness to simply not exist. Consider this. When you enter a room full of darkness and turn on a light switch, is there a struggle for that light to reign supreme? No, it already is supreme. The definition of darkness is the absence of light. Where there is no light, darkness abides. When light appears, darkness cannot abide. There is no choice in the matter because it's a universal dynamic. Light dispels darkness. Light does not cause darkness to flee. It causes it to dissipate. The brighter the light, the less there is of darkness. Shades of gray are not the diminishing of the light, but the darkness dissipating. When you walk down the street at night, you don't see darkness shining into the buildings. You see light shining out into the darkness, absorbing it and causing the darkness to become light. Darkness has not, will not, nor will it ever overcome light. Darkness is absorbed, or it can be said, embraced by the lights, thus overcoming darkness. It is important to understand that at their core, neither faith nor fear are emotions. They are choices. Throughout Scripture, we are told to fear not, be not afraid, and be not dismayed. Those are choices made through an act of will. The English word translated as power in John 1, verse 12, is the same Greek word translated as the English authority in Luke 9, verse 1. Both translations come from the Greek word exousia, which means power of choice. When we embrace the nature of Yahweh's Spirit expressed in His words, we become empowered by His Spirit to face whatever circumstances confronting us. Separating fear from a feeling now frees me to be able to choose how I am to act, to behave toward circumstances regardless of how I might feel about them. Faith now becomes actionable as a choice over feeling. The act of embracing the life Yeshua lived among us gives us the authority to choose life over death. When we choose to believe through the actions of our life that Yahweh is good, every day, regardless of what the world is telling us, regardless of what we see, hear, feel, or think, and pattern our lives accordingly, we are choosing the life. By choosing to live the life, we are then choosing to live in His presence. We are becoming light. Everywhere He went, Yeshua made a public spectacle of the powers of darkness by the virtue of His life. He cast out demons with a word, not fight, no bluster, no argument, because He knew the power, the life, that virtue, that excellence of spirit gave Him over darkness. He healed the sick because He knew who Yahweh was and the virtue He carried with Him. His life is the example He lived for us to follow. Most who consider themselves part of His body today do not comprehend or understand the depth of the authority of the power that has already been provided because They do not know Yahweh for who he truly is. Not what we like him to be, not who we imagine him to be, but who the scripture chronicles that life to be. We have settled for something less than excellence, because to know him requires of us something more than most are willing to give: our life. The strongholds we are up against, which prevent us from accepting him for who he says he is, are not external, but those thoughts that exalt themselves against this true knowledge of Yahweh and of his Son. The battlefield where those strongholds exist in our minds as to whether we are going to believe that Yahweh is good in every aspect of life, regardless of what the externalization of life tells us. This is what Paul referred to as fighting the good fight of faith. Do we believe who Yeshua says he is, backed up by the evidence of the life he lived before us, enough to embrace everything that he is in every circumstance that confronts us? Or do we choose to embrace fear, masquerading as dismay, comfort, anger, practically, or tolerance in situations we are unsure of, because we are not really convinced that what he said is true, and begin to hedge in areas of our life? If you have embraced the example of life Yeshua led before us, then he says you have within you right now the power that resurrected him from the grave. As you embrace his life, his excellence of spirit, it becomes light within you. The more you choose to embrace, cultivate, and exhibit virtue in your daily encounters of life, the more brilliant that light becomes, and that is what overcomes the darkness within you. No fight, just light. For I have given you an example that you also should do, just as I have done to you. Truly I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Truly, truly I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. John 13:15-17 and verse 20. When we try to avoid darkness or try to run it off, it is because we don't have an understanding of how powerful the light within us really is. If we fear darkness, it is because we have come to believe that when we are in the middle of something sinister, somehow it will attach itself to us and contaminate us. The reality is just the opposite. When you are in the palm of Yahweh's hand, the scripture says that no one shall cause you to be removed. And when you walk around in the fullness of the light of his spirit in you, the demons of darkness tremble. He spreads a banquet table before us. Where? In the presence of our enemies. The Greek word exousia has a second definition associated with it. It also means power of influence. Scripture declares in both Acts 11:13-14 and Acts 16:31 that those living within the household where light exists will be saved. It does not say the family of the one who has become light will be saved, as many popularly interpret these verses to mean. The reason it says household is because it is those gathered in your house who are within immediate proximity and continually exposed to the light within you. They cannot remain neutral. They will either warm to the light or be dispelled by it. Light changes lives. Yeshua is calling upon those of his body to be him to this world. Yahweh is calling on us individually to be light in our corner of responsibility, and then collectively to be light to the world. Yeshua is the head of the body, and those embracing his life become the members of that body. It is a mystery, but just as your head does not float around apart from your body, so his head is not separate from the members of his body, and the members are not separate from either the head or from each other. Even though, looking through natural eyes, it appears otherwise. This is why it only takes two or more for him as the head to be present at any one time and for his body to function as a whole. As was seen with the ashes of the red heifer, this is a mysterion, Greek for mystery, a truth hidden in plain sight. When we choose to embrace his life, we choose to embrace the authority that comes with it, to choose to bring light into the middle of darkness and cause that darkness to become light. We think this power, this authority in spirit, is to be on exhibit and promoted, but it is not based on the charismatic success, take charge platform of current Christian culture. It is based on sphere of influence, and we all have influence. The outward manifestation of the power of Yahweh is just a realization of the inward choices we make when we embrace Yeshua. His life was of such purity, the light so intense, the virtue so full to the brim, that when someone just touched the hem of his garment, that virtue, that light, simply overflowed out of him, and they were healed. He wants us to be the same way. The authority given us is the power to choose to be light to the world, even as he is. Because we can be light to someone else, however, we must first choose to become light. We must allow the light resident within us to become so intense so as to completely dispel the darkness within us. Then that light can spill out onto others and they be healed. To praise in Hebrew is halal. It means to shine, to flash forth light. Herein, by this, is our love made perfect, that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because just as he is, even so are we in this world. 1 John 4, verse 17.